Art, is this a more serious situation than what the team originally suggested?
Well, I think so, because it involves a stroke. These are things to be taken very seriously. The team didn't want to say anything, obviously, until it knew, and that's when they found out this week that he had a very mild stroke. That's their term for it. I did talk to a specialist this week at Harborview, Dr. David Tirschwell, who knows a lot about strokes, and he was telling me that they come in all sizes and shapes, and they can be obviously very, very debilitating, or sometimes in the case of what they call silent strokes, you can have almost nothing go wrong. He said sometimes there are episodes like this where you can't find out that anything has happened until, as he put it, you get under the hood and put the subject through CT scans and other tests to reveal that there was an episode. The fact that they're keeping him out through this weekend's home series and also next week's road trip to Boston and Baltimore tells me that they really do want to be cautious and see what else plays out before he's reevaluated on Monday, August 5th. So we'll know more then. But it is a little disconcerting from the standpoint that Eric is only 45 years old. The doctor told me that that is unusual, not terribly unusual, but it's something they want to monitor very carefully.
You were mentioning the team's homestand this weekend and the road trip ahead. What kind of impact is Wedge's absence having on the team?
I think obviously there's a concern. I think there's some affection for Eric in the clubhouse. Managing a baseball team is a very difficult enterprise. I'll never forget Casey Stengel once said that his job as a baseball manager was to keep the half the team that hates him away from the half that hasn't made up its mind. I think Wedge has done a good job of being honest and direct and forthcoming to all of his players, and they all appreciate that. He has to deliver bad news a lot of times, and sometimes they resent him for it, but I do think there's genuine affection for the guy and concern for his health. As far as impact, I think Robbie Thompson is a capable in-game guy. He's the interim manager now in Wedge's absence, but he's never been a big league manager. I think there will be things in games that Thompson will miss, but he's got a capable crew of coaches that I think they'll pull it together. I don't know there's going to be a strategic impact, and Wedge is certainly going to be in touch with the team on a daily basis by phone.
And there's a bit of good news surrounding what's happening with the Mariners. They had that 8-game winning streak, and several of the younger players are showing some promise.
I think there's some real upside that's finally been revealed a little late in the season, but that's the way it goes with young players. Catcher Mike Zunino, shortstop Brad Miller, second baseman Nick Franklin have all demonstrated some real upside to be above average major league ball players. Now, that's easy to do when you're a rookie, but the second time around, I think the major league pitchers are going to be a little wiser as to the weaknesses of these three guys, and it'll be a little more difficult. Having said that, they're all three solid ball players already. That's quite obvious. And if they can continue to get production out of Kendrys Morales and Raul Ibanez, I suspect the team could get close to 500. I don't see a postseason in this crowd, but I do see an improved team that's going to be compelling for next season.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KBLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.